It is now time for Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Mr. Bob Wood. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. It's a great morning, isn't it?
Isn't it a great morning, my friend?
Finally starting to warm up a little bit.
Man, I tell you what, it's been cold. I'm not sure if we've seen the last of Old Man Winter, but...
we never do. Not until after, but about mid-May.
In the foreseeable future, at least, it looks like we're going to be getting some warm temperatures.
Which means, of course, you're going to have to save on that water from turning on the irrigation system because you think it's going to be warm.
Exactly. So why don't we get some shout-outs today? I want to send a shout-out to your entire team in office that was a part of the home show this last weekend.
That was an exciting weekend. It was extremely busy both Saturday and Sunday. I expect to see you there. In fact, I had a lot of people come up and tell me, I listen to you guys on the radio every Friday, blah, 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 that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. I had a good maybe 10 people.
10 people. Excellent. Let me get you to go ahead and adjust that just a little bit up there. Perfect.
That's better.
Perfect. Let's say some shout-outs to those folks there and of course, to the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association and all the crew there, too.
It was amazing. I tell you, I've got a home, and I hate walking those aisles because I see so much I want to put into my home.
Right. Man, the remodeler showcase, I tell you, that... A lot of fun things seeing there. I want to say a shout-out to Miles Conway, of course, with the association there. And just a really fun time. There was, of course, the Lego contest that was sponsored by our friends at Del Norte Credit Union. I want to say hello to Eric Baldonado and to Lindis Rodriguez-Brent and all of the DNCU crew that was there for the Lego contest.
And what seemed like hundreds of kids.
Right, right. A lot of kids. Well, Bob, we queued up the conversation perfectly, talking about the weather and the change in weather. And so put that into context of what we're going to be talking about today as far as water conservation.
Well, of course, it's amazing that, and it's this way across a lot of areas, but especially in the Southwest, we love our landscapes. However, most of our landscapes planted here aren't developed here. They're plants brought in from somewhere else. So our summertime water use is sometimes 2 to 3 times more than what it is in the winter.
Right.
Which, in a lot of cases, of course, that's good. But on the other side, we've only got so much water. And drought-wise, we haven't had a very wet year. I would love to be looking at the mountains with 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 inches of snow sitting up there, but we've just got traces. And so planning on the long term, you know, I want to avoid anybody going, we got to get rid of this or rid of that because we don't have enough rain, enough water. But there's a lot of ways you can conserve water, and that's one of the things we did at the home show. My favorite, of course, of our giveaways that we have at times are the buckets. And we finally got those in, and we started distributing those at the show. A lot of people had no idea that they could use a bucket in the kitchen sink to harvest the water from them waiting to warm it up or waiting to fill up a coffee pot, things like that, and or use it in the bathroom to gather water from your shower. And go out and water maybe 1 or 2 plants a day.
Such a simple but super practical tool.
It is.
Who would have thought? You know, a bucket? But, you know, you gave me a bucket, I think it was last year or a year and a half ago. I use mine all the time.
So do I. And my landscape looks pretty good just because. Yeah. The other thing that forces me to do is if I haven't... I always tell people I work very hard at being lazy. And if I had an automatic sprinkler system out there going off on the time on a regular basis and I didn't have to worry about it, I'd probably never go out and look at my landscape in the detail that I do. But being able to walk out every day to at least one of the plants, giving it a bucket of water, sometimes on weekends 2 or 3, and it's where I'm reusing water that I've already kind of used once. And so I get a double use out of it. But the other thing is I can see what's working, what isn't working. You've heard me talk about this online before. And, you know, what parts of my landscape am I not happy with? And instead of trying to force it to grow the way I want it to, I'm going to be lazy and just get something in there that does what it wants to do, and it's just fine.
You know, the whole water bucket is centered around the idea of water capture, you know, and there's many different ways to be able to capture water in our homes. And you've talked about a lot of opportunities for people to do that. But now that we're going to see some changes in the temperature, I'm wondering if it's time to start busting out those rain barrels that maybe we put away for the winter and see if it's time for them to start capturing some water.
I've already got mine out.
You got yours out?
Now, they haven't gathered a whole lot of rain, but I have taken them out, cleaned them out, made sure they were totally clean, got new screens to the top, things like that.
Yeah.
But I water mine with a hose that comes out of the bottom of it. I know my neighbor has 3 rain barrels, but she goes around with a bucket and dips it out and pours it. But she was very happy to get a rebate on hers. So I've kind of infected my neighbors with water conservation stuff.
Yeah, it's a great way to capture water, and whether it's in the shower capturing water or whether it's, runoff from the roof, capturing water to other ways. Lots of different opportunities for people to take advantage of different opportunities, right?
In fact, I had a telephone call probably been 3-4 weeks ago, and they were talking about rain barrels, and they wouldn't get them because they'll just get mosquitoes, which is a valid excuse. You could get mosquitoes in a rain barrel.
Sure.
However, putting just a couple of drops of liquid dish soap in your rain barrel, the insects can't...
That's smart.
They can't float to the top and breathe on that sort of thing because the water tension isn't there. So there's a very inexpensive solution to that with no pesticides. Well, technically, if you're using a dish soap against insects, it's called a pesticide, no matter what it is. But you're not using the dangerous chemicals or strange means to handle it.
Capturing water, by the way, is all that water from Mother Nature is free. I mean, you pony up the cost of the rain barrel, but I'm assuming there's still, rebates.
And I've had them for probably 7 years already.
And still good?
And I live on a what's called a zero lot line piece of property. Mm-hmm. So I even harvest my neighbor's roof.
Oh, you do? Hey, well, what a nice neighbor. There you go.
Well, it runs off to my side of the...
On your side. Well, there you go.
So
that's smart.
I'm sure he harvests his and his neighbor's.
It's kind of like the old fruit tree.
Yep.
If it sticks over to your neighbor's yard.
He can get all the fruit they want.
That's smart.
From that side of the tree.
Well, that's smart to be able to harvest water. Because, again, not only does it help with water conservation and having to use water from your faucet, but saves you some money. I mean, it's free water.
And my dog enjoys the fact of following me around every day outside to see what I'm doing. I've got an amazing dog that's just so curious about everything. Until we go for a walk.
Until you go for
then he's just determined to pull me around the place as quickly as possible.
So why don't we take a quick break? And there's a song that you have in mind for
I've always got one song in mind or two.
Yeah, you got that whole DJ Bob. Let's see, your
Prime.
DJ Prime is your radio ego, alter ego, they say.
Ego. I think we just leave it at ego.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and I'm still searching for mine. But what song did you pick for today?
Trying to remember the name of it. Rode My Horse to the Road.
Oh, yeah, the one by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
It's I believe it's called Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
All right, here we go. DJ Prime picked this one for you folks.
Little country.
It's a little
but
country.
It's rock also.
Yeah, it's kind of, here you go, from 2019. All right. Look at that there, Mr. Bob.
Let me get off my horse.
Oop. Let me see if I have your, do I have your mic on?
No. We do you now?
There you are.
There I am.
There we are.
I always lose myself, much less having
someone. I lose myself, too. there you go. That was a pretty good song there. Billy Ray Cyrus with Lil Nas.
I don't know who Lil Nas is. I'm too old for that.
But, that, quite the song there, man.
The Billy Ray Cyrus, yeah.
There you go. So earlier before the break, we were talking about water conservation. We were talking about taking advantage of that. Now that the weather's changing.
And what I learned from this weekend, because I'm always excited to talk about some of the events we do, all the nice people I get to meet.
And you're talking about this past weekend's home show.
Yeah. And a lot of people, of course, have signed up and are using Ion Water religiously. Right. And just using the Ion Water and tracking when they use their water, how they use their water, if they're able to cut their water use. I guess if you look at it and you see you're using 25 gallons every time you shower, you decide, no, I'm going to cut my showers a little shorter and try and get it down, see what I do. And I've had a gentleman come up and say, yeah, he cut his from 13 gallons to 9 gallons a morning just by watching and checking himself. And I thought, that's pretty cool, but there may be those days you need to run it longer.
Did you see at the home show? I mean, were there opportunities for people to small businesses to highlight some of maybe their appliances, like high energy appliances that energy efficient? Excuse me, not high energy, but energy efficient.
I didn't have a lot of time to walk on the floor. I only got maybe 10 minutes to stroll through there one time on Sunday.
But there are some washing machines out there, dishwashers, and also for your clothes. That are energy efficient.
Very efficient. The newer washing machines, at the most, should be using maybe 4 gallons per cycle. Now, what I mean by cycle is you've got the first rinse, the second rinse, that's if you've got a very large load, then the wash cycle, rinse cycle. But about 4 gallons per, but now they're cutting that on the newer dishwashers more efficiently down to 2 or 2.6 gallons per cycle. And so that just means we're learning every time the appliance is remade or remanufactured. They're not just trying to sell it to you cheaply. They're trying to sell it to you so you save money, and get qualified as a WaterSense partner.
So people, all they got to do is they save that receipt?
They got to go to SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
Okay.
And take a look at the rebate program to find out what you have to do ahead of time. And the amazing part about it is I'm seeing a lot of people now are changing all their appliances at once in the way of a range, a refrigerator, a dishwasher, and a microwave all at the same time. Because you can save hundreds and hundreds of dollars by buying them in packages.
Right.
But with P&M's rebates and the water conservation rebates and other things out there, and sometimes with that discount, you get maybe $600 or $700 on the entire package, plus your rebates. How can you not afford to replace them?
Exactly, exactly. I mean how can you afford to not is the question.
Processing one rebate a couple of weeks ago, we had somebody that had a toilet replaced with a regular 1.28 gallons per flush, a standard toilet. And, of course, they had the contractor come in and do it. And total bill was a little over $2,200.
Wow.
And I was amazed looking at that going, well, that's what the contractor charged. But I also take a look at another one that came in that had all the appliances that they did. They did toilet, range, refrigerator, microwave, all of that. And they paid
$2,100. $2,100. Oh, wow. Look at that.
So that just kind of made me go bring up and go back into some of the stores, see when their specials are, see what their prices are going to be on the next sale. They let you know.
They let you. All right. So what else do we got to keep in mind now with water conservation?
We talked about the Ion Water, but the main thing with water conservation is we don't get much rain. So take advantage of every drop you can. Get ready for it. Our rains seem to be coming a little more infrequent, but higher in volume at the times they do rain.
So, do you think it's going to be a drier season this year?
I definitely do. It already has been.
Yeah.
We're down about an inch and a half or 2 inches. Our average rainfall is about 14.2 inches a year.
So we need to double our efforts when it comes to water conservation, all of us.
Exactly.
Keep water conservation at the forefront.
Because I don't want my summer bill to be 2.5 times what my winter bill is.
Right.
I'm always better with the standard, you know, I want to spend so much per month.
Exactly.
On a budget.
Well, that's true. So a way to double our efforts is to be mindful of what we're doing and, like you said, have that Eye on Water app.
Have the Eye on Water app, but also have control over when you're watering and not. In the summer, we always catch a few people. Well, the Eye on Water app has been. One of our standard things is somebody takes a hose out to water a tree and turns it on just a little bit, sets the hose down. They remember it 2 weeks later.
Yeah. You know, we have to also, like you said, be mindful of our water use, but also when it comes to our landscaping, maybe there are some things we could do to maybe xeriscape or do something that would require less water for our yards.
And
whether it's changing out to native plants maybe that consume less water or maybe changing out to...
And I get calls all the time about, well, my neighbor's got his big, beautiful green lawn that they mow twice a week, and that's fine. My home is my property. I mean, I should be allowed to do almost anything. But when it comes down to where it's my pocketbook, that's where I kind of change my mind.
Right.
But we have to kind of take a look at the amount of water you're using. How much water are you using in the home that you're not really using? And what I mean by that is a toilet leak, a shower leaking, a tub that has got a dribble going on all the time, little things like that. If we were able to eliminate all of that, I think we'd make a huge difference in the amount of water that Santa Fe uses. And so that's where our concentration is. You'll hear me talk about, you know, overwatering in the summer or that sort of thing, but that's a personal choice.
Right.
As to where if you have a leak in your home, normally it's not a personal choice.
Yeah.
So to be able to get notified of that early enough by the Eye on Water app, and also I'd like to tell people if you're going on vacation, that seems to be the one time that little leak devil comes into your home and turns something on and you're gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So when you have it notify you, you may want to put somebody else on the email list that is going to send a notification to your neighbor, your sister, your brother, your daughter, that sort of thing, whoever you've got watching your house. And on Eye on Water, you can add somebody in there on the notification list or take them off. So you've got somebody watching a house for 2 weeks, just put them on that notification list of leak alerts.
There's this message that the City of Santa Fe Water Conservation, your office, fix a leak week. So, you know, that was something that I just saw recently on your social media site. But, you know, it's something to keep in mind.
And it's a national program. And we always try and, we always push right there fixing leaks. Well, of course, the concentration's on toilet or in the bathroom or that sort of thing. But leaks can be anywhere. And the one thing I've always found is a leak, no matter what it is, never gets smaller on its own. It always seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And we've had some real disasters happen when somebody's main line broke and underneath their garage, and that's 4 inches of concrete they have to take out in the garage or their bedroom or their living room. So to see things like that happen that didn't need to be that expensive.
You know, some of the statistics here that the EPA was sharing, Bob, and I got all this information, thank you, from your social media post. Household leaks can waste nearly 1 trillion gallons of water annually nationwide. So each year, We hunt down the drips during Fix a Leak Week. And so the EPA's annual Fix a Leak Week is March 17th through the 23rd. So we're in the middle of Fix a Leak Week here.
Exactly.
But look at that. 1 trillion gallons of water annually nationwide.
Well, and here in the Southwest, especially in our region around Santa Fe, I think leaks account for about 2,000 gallons per year. Doesn't sound like a lot. It really doesn't. But that's 2,000 gallons per year over the entire population of the city.
And, you know, the message here, too, is like leaks don't just happen at home. They also happen at the workplace.
Yep.
So if you notice a leak, you know, let someone know that they can help get that maintenance to get that fixed. Remember that one time you came here? It wasn't a leak, but I did have a toilet that was
1.6.
It was 1.6, and you're like, "What are you doing with this?" And you know, it was kind of like, "Let's get this baby changed out."
It's become a habit of mine. People don't ever want to invite me over to their house ever again.
So you don't have, but the point is like, opportunities to conserve water aren't just at home, they're at the workplace.
Exactly. And if the city itself is giving you a rebate to do that, to eliminate that leak and save you money, it's kind of a unique position I'm in because I'm not a bad guy at all. I'm great. You're getting a rebate. And, we process quite a few, but it's kind of good, even on ion water, using that to go back. I can look back on my house back to 2016 every single day, but I can take the averages of how much I use per week or per month or per year and find out that I'm always reducing it down just a little bit.
Just a little bit at a time.
Now, of course, when my daughter moved out, that saved me quite a bit.
Well, you know, when she moved out, but remember, she had twins, right?
Well, that's now.
So when the twins come over to visit Grandpa,
they're going to get all the water they want.
You're going to say,
and I'll pay any price to do it.
You're going to have that water bill for the baths.
I know. I get to be the fun part and be the Grandpa, which means I can do all the great things, give them all the candy they want, and send them home.
And all the bubble baths. There's that special bond between grandparents and their grandkids. So,
yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure.
I've got it all tracked out. I know exactly how I'm going to spoil them crazy. They'll never forget Pawpaw.
Well, congratulations again on the birth of your grandchildren. Twins.
Twins.
Look at that. My dad always, when he'd go up to somebody who was expecting baby, he'd always tell them, you're going to have twins. You know, most of the time they didn't have twins, but. So on occasion people did have twins, but, your daughter giving birth to twins there.
I always joked with her that she would have twins, and she said, no, that ain't going to happen. When she found out she did, I said, well, you know, the next one's going to be quadruplets.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, you better start water conservation since now then, Bob.
Yep.
When that happens, you're going you'll have a lot of grandkids there.
Well, at least it's not an octomom situation.
Oh, that's true. Can you imagine the water use on that in that house? Well, Bob, any thoughts? We have about 4 or 5 minutes left that we want
to. Yeah, it's getting close to the end of winter. We're coming, everybody's going to be considering spring and all of that. But again, take a few moments to walk out into your landscape, look around, what worked, what didn't work, what do you want to change, things like that. And if you can, come at it with an eye like mine of, I want more, and I want to spend less time doing it with less money. In other words, work very hard at being lazy.
You want to start planning since now, though. I mean, literally, because the weather is going to change like now, soon. It's going to be warm, and you're going to want to start landscaping and all sorts of stuff. So,
and just remember, when you've got trees and bushes and everything out there that are sprouting for the spring, putting out flowers or leaves or new branches, they're doing a lot of work. They need that water in their tissue, not just in the ground. Yeah. So it's had to have been there. And those plants use a lot less water in the middle of the summer than they do in the spring or the fall.
And remember, for a complete list of native plants to New Mexico that are water-wise, you can water-wise your garden by going to SaveWaterSantaFe.com, and Bob and the office there at the Water Conservation Office have a lot of tips on water-wise gardening.
And we put out on our website right now, we've got the recommended tree list for Santa Fe, which isn't one, you know, the top 10 trees or anything like that.
Oh, you do?
No, we've got them out there for, I think it's 45 or 50 trees, different types that will grow here in Santa Fe, are available at the local nurseries, and are acclimated to this environment that will grow extremely well.
Yeah, that's smart, because there may be trees that folks might want to plant that don't fit any of that criteria.
And right now our climate is changing a bit. We've just changed our numbers and such, so that pretty soon it'll be a little bit hard to grow an aspen tree or a cottonwood tree that will last throughout the summer, because it's not the same environment it used to be 50 to 100, 125 years ago.
Well, whether you want to learn about drought management or landscaping or saving water and tips and tools or mulch, rebates, regulations, education, upcoming events, Bob, you got it all there on your website, SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
And I think we do a very good job at it.
Well, thank you, Bob, for everything. Again, thanks to you and to Christine and to Patricio
and Ramon,
and to Jesse and all the crew there. Appreciate what you guys do.
And very much I appreciate our ratepayers, our customers out there. They're the ones that drive us to do what we do.
They're the ones out there hopefully using Save Water Santa Fe, and if not, download it today, folks, and start saving on water. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.